In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through the Word, all things. And without the Word, not one thing came into being. Not one thing, not any thing. All things came into being through the Word. What has come into being in the Word was life. Life. What has come into being was life. And the life was the light of all people. All things came into being through the Word, and the Word was the life, was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So begins the Gospel of John, not with a nativity story, a baptism story, or even a carefully crafted genealogy. John begins by reminding us of creation. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, there was darkness and there was light. There was a formless void and life began. The Gospel of John begins by calling us back to the creation of all things, and in theological, philosophical allusion places Jesus there, and then also draws the first light of creation down through the ages as if to say, look, God continues to reveal God's self again and now again for all people. Scholars can debate whether the first 18 verses of John were original or added later, but this prologue, as we sometimes call it, sets us up for a gospel full of theological statements explaining the relationship of Jesus to God and to the world. Throughout this gospel, we hear Jesus say, I am, I am, I am. I am the bread, the light, the gate, the shepherd, the vine, the way, the truth, the resurrection and the life. And then we come near the end of the gospel to what we have just heard from Jesus' trial with Pilate. And after all of these things of which Jesus has said, I am, Pilate demands of him, are you the king of the Jews? How do you even answer a question that is so off track? Either a yes or a no answer will still not mean that Pilate and Jesus are talking about the same thing. Jesus says, do I look like a king to you, or did you get that secondhand? To which Pilate replies, why would you look like a king to me? I'm not one of your people. It seems important just to name that there is much in how John is written that has fed Christian anti-Semitism through the ages with the ways the Jews are written of. One thing to remember is that the earliest followers of Christ were Jewish, and that this is more of a family quarrel than an interfaith conflict. Maybe imagine an outsider reading some Mennonite church meeting minutes. Also not always pretty. So back to Pilate. Pilate thinks he knows what defines a king. And if it's a king he has before him, he might know what to do with him. But Jesus tells him, you're not even using the right categories. What you think a king is not who I came to be. Jesus says in the text, if my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. That is how the world works. That is how the world's rulers work. Jesus is saying, you say king, and I know you're thinking army. How can I begin to explain to you what my kingdom is about? John's gospel records only one time, one conversation when Jesus uses the phrase, the kingdom of God, which he uses so often in the other gospels. The word kingdom would evoke some specific territory and domain for Pilate. But we know that throughout the Gospels, Jesus described the kingdom of God being near, among, within his listeners. It is surprising and grows like a weed when it really takes root. The kingdom of God is that reality which comes into being when God reigns within us, within our communities. That kingdom can take root here on every inch of the very created world that the Gospel of John reminded us of when it introduced us to Jesus. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. Pilate, the governor, understood one form of kingship and demanded to know, "So you are a king?" And Jesus, not letting himself be boxed into someone else's definition, responded, "You say that I am a king." Let's look again at the things that Jesus did say about what he is. "I am the bread of life. I want no one to ever go hungry. I am the light of the world. Anyone, not just my own tribe, but anyone can follow me and receive the light of life. I am the true vine. All who live in me will be given what they need to bear fruit in the world." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." The kind of king that Pilate is sniffing out is the kind of king who deals in death. The kind of king whose army would be fighting to defend him, leading a violent insurrection. The kind of king that Pilate would not struggle to find guilty. But instead, Pilate does struggle to decide what to do with Jesus, because Jesus is a king who reigns in the name of life. Life and truth. "For this I was born," Jesus said, "and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." But Pilate only asks, "What is truth?" Jesus came not fitting the categories that were available to him, and proclaiming a kingdom in which all who follow him can throw off the categories and boxes and labels that simply do not fit the living of good news. Jesus as king is bread and light and life, resurrection life, new life beyond where we have been stuck by ourselves or put there by others. New life, even when we cannot imagine ourselves beyond our present sorrow. Jesus is bread of life, manna for facing one day at a time. Jesus is light of the world, casting the glow for each step we take. Jesus, as our King, is life, each part of life that we face. Jesus has lived all of it and will be there in all of it with us. This is truth. This is the kind of king to whom we entrust our grief and loss. Not someone who tells us what categories our grieving must fall into at what time, but someone who, like the kids know, welcomes all of us and all of what we are feeling. Jesus reigns in the giving of bread and light and life and truth. This is the king we follow through life to death and into resurrection hope. This is the kingdom in which we find ourselves, following the wounded one into life and into light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.